We've seemed to have a lot of problems with our modem. Our internet connection's gone all sorts. It's gone weird. It works now and again, but it sporadically works. So this week's Southside podcast will probably be uploaded courtesy of Nextdoor's internet connection. Unfortunately, they don't know about this. Although if I shout that out, and I think I've got the window open, if I shout that out too loud, they actually will know about it. Or if they listen to the Southside podcast, they'll know about it. But I've been using their internet connection now and again just so I can actually have some internet. Because at first I was a little bit worried. I thought maybe the whole of the internet's gone. Imagine if that happened. One day you just wake up and the whole of the internet's just gone. Where's it gone? No one knows. So I've been using Nextdoor's internet connection, which admittedly isn't the most noble thing to be doing. But in my defence, I didn't actually do it on my own volition. What actually happened was our wireless router got so weak and the signal got so rubbish that it automatically connected to Nextdoor's wireless, which is unsecure. They haven't password protected their wireless like we have, and so it automatically just connects to Nextdoor. So I didn't realise. I assumed it was our internet connection, and then it wasn't. I realised it was Nextdoor's, and I thought, well, they don't seem to mind. They're getting on with their lives. So I've not been using it too much, but I've been using it now and again just to send an email or something like that. One thing that I found out was at about 12 o'clock when they all go to bed, they turn it off. And you can tell, because what you can hear is they turn all the electric off in the house, you know, all the various plugs. And they start with downstairs, and I think their wireless must be upstairs. So they start with downstairs, and you just hear click. You think, oh dear, that's the first plug gone off. I've got about a minute before she gets round to switching off the plugs at the top of the stairs. Then I hear another click and I think, right, I've got to send this email quickly. So I'm writing it and I'm going, thank you for your last email. This is just a quick email to say. Then I hear click from next door. She's turned off another connection because you can hear it all through the walls. Click. Ah, only three more to go. Right, okay, I've just got to quickly send this email, but I know that in the next 20, 30 seconds, it's going to be going. So now I'm under pressure, and when you're under pressure, it's really difficult to think about what you're writing because you're too busy concentrating on the clicking of the plugs going off. Click! Oh my goodness, that took me by surprise. She's quicker than I thought, for goodness sake. She's athletic. Thank you very much for your response. This is just a quick email to say that I will not be attending the Sony Awards this year because I don't believe in that kind of thing. Click! Damn, there's only two more to go now. I know you really want to give me this award because you think I'm a radio genius, but unfortunately I can't attend because I do not believe in accolades. Click! No, there's only one more to go. I need to send this email quickly. Thank you again. Kind regards. Click! And I'm like, no, it's gone! And the internet's gone. Oh, so now I've got wise. What I do is I hear the first click. Click! And I think, right, okay, that leaves me with about a minute now, and I'm sending this email, and so I'm writing it, and I'm writing it, and then I hear click, and I don't get there in time, and I think, I'm not going to get enough time here. So what ends up happening is she gets to the fifth thing, and she clicks, and I think there's only one more to go, and the wireless is going off. I need to make a distraction. I've got a distractor, so I'll quickly run for the phone, and I'll dial her number. I'll obviously withhold my number. And then the phone will ring, and instinctively, you know what it's like when the phone rings, you don't think, oh, I'll just finish that and then I'll go and answer the phone. You think, ah, phone! And she'll leave the other wireless internet connection. So it'll just give me enough time. So she answers the phone, I quickly hang up. You can hear her going, oh, for goodness sake, these people ringing at this time of night, for goodness. And you can hear her traipsing up the stairs. If I'm really lucky, she'll forget to turn the internet off. And it leaves. It's on all night. Oh, yes! Then we can start having fun downloading the porn off the internet.